Hi, and welcome to a belated episode of Connectabytes News Digest for what will be June 15th by the time it goes up. We've been gone for a little while. We got the pre-E3 hecticness, and we had our E3 prediction show, and then we had E3, where me and my co-host, Patrick Barnett,
hello,
we
everyone.
Both attended that, yeah. And we recorded podcasts right next to each other. It was crazy.
First time ever.
Yeah. And it'll be the last. But yeah, I mean, E3 was real cool. And now we're back to, these news things that we will probably only do once a week for the near future. But we'll see how that goes. If you want us to do twice a week, then write in to connectivity@nintendoworldreport.com or hit us up on Twitter or Facebook and beg us, and then maybe we'll consider it.
Yeah. If you tell us to do it, then we're more likely to.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if there's demand for it, then we will make it work.
We listen to you.
Yes. It's connectivity, we're connected with the site, the community, everything. But yeah, so let's get right down to business, and let's start off with this kind of assortment of news, beginning with Call of Duty Black Ops coming to Wii U. There was a magazine article that had it listed as a preview and discussed, how it would be using the gamepad and stuff like that. And apparently it's coming to Wii U. I don't totally buy it yet. That's also because I believe Activision CEO, I think that's his title, Eric Hirschberg, made a comment in an interview with Game Trailers saying that Skylanders Giants is definitely coming to Wii U, but then still kind of danced around Call of Duty Black Ops 2 coming to Wii U, which seems to something like if you're going to out one game that still hasn't been officially confirmed, why wouldn't you just do it to both?
Like, I feel like it's something that will eventually come to Wii U, just when it happens is more of the question. Like, if you look back at Modern Warfare, the first one, that didn't come to the Wii for quite a while. So, this might be getting the same type of treatment, maybe?
Well, I wouldn't be totally shocked if, maybe Black Ops 2 comes out a little after launch, because I believe...
I don't think it'll launch alongside the other Black Ops games.
Oh yeah, it definitely won't unless Wii U comes out at the beginning of November, because I forget the exact date that Black Ops 2 is set to release, but it is like that first Tuesday in November, or the second one or something. I think it's pretty well known that likely Wii U is coming out on that Sunday right before Thanksgiving. I think it's the 18th this year. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw Black Ops 2 at launch at Wii U. I also wouldn't be surprised if it slips a little bit. I think it will be coming to the system, though. It's just a matter of when. I'm excited. I would totally buy this game if it came to Wii U, because I think the gamepad stuff for it could be pretty cool, and the game in general looks better than most other Call of Duty games.
Yeah, it was the horse that sold me.
There is a horse, and then there's the future.
In the future, people don't have cars. They only have horses.
Yes. So the other news is more related to the Wii, which is weird, because the Wii's pretty much dead. But we'll be getting the Kirby Anniversary, Kirby Dream Special Anniversary.
Kirby's Happy Dream Edition. Collection Special Edition.
Yes, that. It's coming to Japan in the middle of July, I think July 19th to be specific, and IGN confirmed that it's coming to North America in September. I'd assume we'd probably see it in Europe around the same time. And on that, we'll be getting basically every mainline Kirby game up until the year 2000. We got Kirby's Dream Land 1, 2, and 3. The first two were on Game Boy, and the last one was on Super Nintendo. One of the last Super Nintendo games, actually. And then we'll be getting Kirby's Adventure, the one that we probably more people know than the original Dream Land. That's the NES one. We had a 3D classic of it last year. Kirby Superstar for Super Nintendo. And then Kirby 64, the Crystal Shards for Nintendo 64. And I find it kind of funny because we have 6-in-1 in this game, and then Kirby Superstar in itself is, like, 8 games in 1. So really, you have, like, 8 games in 1 game that is a part of 6 games that is a part of 1 game, which is kind of funny.
Gameception.
Yes. We're also getting some bonus shit with this, too, which is pretty cool. There will be an art booklet and a soundtrack and also a new game mode that in Japanese is called Mato Challenge Stage, or More Challenge Stage is the rough translation. And apparently it's a high score mode that's kind of based off of the stuff that was in the Kirby Wii game that came out last year, but they had these kind of challenge rooms based around abilities. Not even really sure what kind of art style these are going to be in. I assume it might be 2D, but who knows. There should be about 10 stages, though. And then There will be an on-disc calendar dubbed Kirby History, which will give gamers information about Kirby games, manga, anime, and other products. The collection seems a lot more worth it for me.
It seems like there's a lot more there than the Mario collection they did.
Yeah. On one hand, on the Mario collection, you know, you couldn't get Super Mario All-Stars on Virtual Console at all. So there was that kind of exclusive nature of it, even though it was games that you could get individually with NES graphics on Virtual Console. And all of these games are on Virtual Console, with the exception of Kirby Stream Land 2 in every region except, well, I guess, in Kirby Stream Land 2 isn't out in North America, but it's out in every other region. So you could theoretically get these games all on Virtual Console, but you're not going to get the package, you're not going to get the bonus stuff. And as someone that, I think I've rebought Kirby's Adventure way too many times. I rebought Kirby 64 on Virtual Console, but I haven't really played any of the other ones outside of the first Dream Land, like Game Boy, when it came out on 3DS Virtual Console. I've never played Dream Land 2 or 3, and I haven't played Superstar since I played the DS remake. So
yeah,
I'd definitely be interested.
There's a lot of ones here that are new to me, so definitely. It's worth a purchase, I think.
Yeah. I mean, it's not super exciting. The bonus stuff seems cool. But it seems like if you were to get a Kirby Anniversary Collection, this is a pretty good thing. I think it'd be pretty cool if they maybe snuck in, like, a Kirby Stream Course, like, locked away, like, you know, beat like, half of the games, unlock a game or something. That'd be cool. But I guess we'll find out in July when it comes out in Japan. We also have some 3DS news going on, and that's Miyamoto made a comment that Nintendo is working more on 3DS, the successor to the 3DS, than they are a revision, which to me kind of reeks of, well, yeah, of course they're working on the successor. They always are working on the successor, and they still release revisions while working towards its successor. So I think this is kind of one of those things that it's news, but at the same time, don't put too much stock into it.
I kind of hope for a 3DS revision sooner rather than later, just because of the hardware durability of my own system, where I have issues with it, and I'm just lazy and don't want to send it in.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely, you know, I would not say no to a 3DS revision at this point. I don't expect it for a while, but I do expect it at some point. It just seems like, from what Nintendo's saying, that some point is going to be later rather than sooner.
Yeah. Which is fine.
Yeah. I mean, I think it has gotten to a point where, you know, you heard it when the 3DS came out, where people are just like, oh, I'll just wait for the 3DS Lite.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's kind of a bad hole to get into.
If they can make it so there's only one revision throughout the whole 3DS life cycle, that would be pretty good. As opposed to the DS, where the entire three of them was a little
DS Fat,
absurd.
DS Lite, DSi, DSi XL. I mean, that's a lot of DSs. And then Game Boy Advance, you had, you know, the regular SP and Micro. And then you think about it, with the original Game Boy, like, it was the same damn brick for 10 years. Almost.
Going back to the Game Boy, I think Game Boy SP was a lot different, a lot more different than...
And, you know, DS Lite was a pretty big jump to the DS Fat, and
it was
the
just
DSi wasn't that different, but it did add, like, the downloadable store, which was, you know, new for them.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that's kind of interesting. I still expect to see a revision at some point. It's just, I don't know when. And it looks like that rumor that popped out in Nikkei that they were going to announce a 3DS revision at E3 was wrong, as Nintendo said it was. So
maybe Nintendo saw that rumor pop up and they're just like, oh, got to scrap that announcement.
now we got to start messing with people and just be like, no, we're working on the successor. We're not working on a revision until we least expect it. Bam, new 3DS. There's also some more Wii U stuff, and we're kind of jumping around from system to system here. Wii U will have system-level achievements. Pause for applause. Yay. I don't think this is too unexpected, although the way they're doing it's kind of interesting. Reggie Fils-Aimé made the comment that it'll be totally optional for developers. So I think what we'll probably see is that, you know, some sort of trophy-like setup, like on the PlayStation 3, but it'll probably be like, you know, for Batman Arkham City, you'll see the trophies and achievements from the 360 PS3 version show up on Wii U.
Do you think there's going to be some kind of system that totals up all of your achievement points?
Yeah.
Kind of, okay.
I think it'll be more like Sony's, where it's a little... I mean, I still didn't really know it just from not using it that much. Like, I don't think it'll be displayed on your profile right away. I think it might be displayed, like, what games you've played, and if there's any kind of, you know, completion percentage associated with that, you'll be able to see that. But I don't think there will be, like, you know...
Not, like,
my
leveling
net
system.
Handle 3,000 points. I don't
like
think
on
we'll see like something
on
like that.
PlayStation, where you level up based on how many trophies
yeah.
you have, and... Kind of like what Steam does, where each
yeah,
game just
I mean,
has
actually,
trophies.
Steam's a really good comparison because Steam stuff's optional. You don't have to have Steam achievements, but they're there if you want to use them. And going to more news, that is kind of, I guess, disheartening to the both of us, since we've both said it at different times. Retro is not working on Zelda. Oh, man.
Now, I don't know how many times I said that at E3. You can probably
yeah,
attest
I
to that.
Yeah, I kind of shied away from it. I was a firm believer for a while, but then my belief was shaken. At this point, honestly, got no fucking idea what Retro's doing.
Could be anything. It could yeah. be Zelda.
Like, it's at this point that it's like Miyamoto might just be pranking all of us. I mean, I'm
what,
looking
like
forward to finding out.
6 months ago, he said it'd be cool
yeah.
if they worked
it
on
might,
Zelda.
It'd be cool if they're doing Zelda, and now he's just like... Bitch, please. I ain't doing Zelda. I mean, I really am looking forward to seeing whatever Retro is doing. I know there's been some rumors of turmoil over at Retro, but apparently employees from Retro have been like, hey, we're still hiring guys, people aren't leaving, we're good. So I don't really know which to believe. It's probably somewhere in the middle. It's probably, you know, tough development on this new game, whatever it is, but...
It's their first Wii U project, so they're probably running into some bumps. And
yeah.
It's just...
I mean, if you do recall, Metroid Prime 3, I think, was delayed a little bit. I don't really know too much of that game's development. I was not as into it back then as I am now. But I know that game was, I think, more slated for launch on Wii and ended up not coming out until...
Almost a whole year later, yeah.
Yeah, which is, in all honesty, that's about when I expect to see Retro's game. So I guess it all makes sense.
Yeah. I think it's going to be Nintendo's big reveal next year.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be some type of... I don't think it's a new IP. It's going to be something that we've seen before.
Yeah. It just depends on what. Because I think they've already kind of proven that they don't really give a shit about Retro's original ideas. They want to see them do Nintendo shit.
Yeah.
Or else they wouldn't have canceled every game they were working on when they first worked with them and put them on Metroid Prime. But... Yeah, so that's a thing. And another thing that isn't a thing is no online multiplayer for Pikmin 3, which, to me, honestly, don't give a shit.
Yeah,
it doesn't bother me at all.
It's not a big deal.
Like, I've been playing through Pikmin 2. I don't think that game needs online. And I know there will be people out there who will probably say, you know, oh, I don't have anybody around to play the multiplayer with. It'd be cool if I could play it online. But it's like, I don't really know if that necessarily be that much fun online. But that's just me. I've always been a local multiplayer kind of guy.
Have you played the Pikmin 2 multiplayer?
I will this weekend, actually. I'm enjoying the hell out of Pikmin 2. I guess the new play control Nintendo Selects version, whatever you want to call it. I've been playing the single player. I look forward to diving into the multiplayer with a friend of mine this weekend. We've both always been curious, but we've never played it before. So
the,
I'm looking forward
to it. The battle
mode's
all right, but what I really enjoyed was the cooperative like mission style.
Yeah, because isn't that like the challenge mode is
yeah,
co-op? That,
yeah, it was a lot of fun. I think I got through all of them in Pikmin 2.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, I'm looking forward to checking that out. And, I mean, that's going to be in Pikmin 3. And having the gamepad and hopefully the way that they'll do multiplayer and that will kind of have like, maybe they'll have one person on the gamepad seeing whatever they want to see and the other person on the TV seeing whatever they want to see. I think that would be really awesome.
Yeah.
We'll see if that actually happens.
Assuming they work out the kinks of the gamepad controls.
Yeah. If not, then you just have two people on the same screen or whatever. That'd probably also be fun. How did Pikmin 2 deal with, like, the two people being separated?
I think it was split screen.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wonder if it did.
It's probably not a big deal on GameCube, but... For the Wii, where you're using the pointer now, I'm not sure how that'll be handled.
Yeah. It'd be cool if they did it like Toe Jam and Earl style, where you're on the same screen until you separate. I always like that. Yep, Pikmin 3. Yeah, that is a game I know we're both very excited for. I hope it makes launch. Who knows, though? It could end up being a December
or January
release.
Even if it's
like a
month after launch, I would still be fine with that.
Yeah. I mean, that's the kind of thing is I'm at the point where I expect it to not come out on launch.
I mean, at this point, the Wii U shop's launching with the system, at least it's supposed to. Nintendo Land, I'm guessing New Super Mario Brothers. There's going to be plenty
of
stuff I'll have to play.
Both of those games, Nintendo Land and New Super Mario Brothers, are pretty much locked down for launch. And then we should see some Wii U eShop stuff. Likely everything except for the Nicolas game, because Nicolas can't fucking release a game on time. Love them. They put out great games, but shit, that never comes out on time. I guess we got one more bit of Wii U news, and that's that Dead Space 3 is not coming to Wii U as of now. There was a Twitter conversation with an executive producer and of the series and the vice president of Visceral Games, the developer of the series, saying that Wii U was not in the plan right now. So I don't really know what to make of that. I mean, obviously they're not actively working on it right now, but that could also just be they're not talking about it right now.
When is the game supposed to come out on other systems?
I believe February 2013.
Okay, because I'm wondering, like, maybe they can wait until Wii U launches and then it's just see. Maybe they're waiting till closer to that day where they can see how the system's progressing, and then maybe they can just do a quick port down to the Wii U, or up to the Wii U, whichever direction.
Yeah, I guess it would technically be up, although down from the PC version, I'd imagine. Or maybe it's on the same as the PC version. I don't even know. But, yeah, I mean, that kind of sucks, but we'll see. I don't think it's a complete lost cause yet.
I think in these first few months we're going to run into a situation where a lot of these third-party games are going to come out on other systems before a Wii U version is announced or even
because people, releases. I mean, they're understandably tepid around it. And I know people are going to bitch and moan about it, but it's a new system. You have Xbox 360 and PS3 that both have really large install bases. And then you have this new wild card that, you know, might do well. You know, you have some people that are backing that Wii U horse, but you're not going to have everyone do that, because if everyone did that, then guess what? Everything would probably fail, because there's only so many launch systems that are going to get out there and so many people that will buy your games compared to 360 and PS3. Yeah, I guess we'll close out the show with the Nintendo downloads. We had a pretty big week, although for me, honestly, it was a little uninteresting. We'll get the really boring shit out of the way first. We got two DSiWare games, Devil Band Rock the Underworld, which is $2, and Seven Wonders 2, which is $8.
I think that one's actually a release of it was a retail game, I think. I was reading somewhere.
I do recall seeing that name on some kind of box at a GameStop at some point.
Like, I didn't look too much into it, but I'm guessing this is probably a stripped-down version of the game.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, it doesn't make sense to release a retail game for $8 on the
They did that for a few things. Okay. I mean, they kind of broke it down, but I know I've seen some games that are basically, like, half a retail game, or, you know, stuff like Plants vs. Zombies, where I think it's just missing, like, one mode. But, you know, you can get the full Plants vs. Zombies on DSiWare for $8 as opposed to the $15, $20 retail game. And then on the eShop, we have the Virtual Console there. We have Donkey Kong Jr., the NES game, which is $5 and largely uninteresting. The one thing that's sort of interesting with this is that apparently the it's still the Ambassador game that's out on the eShop right now. I have a feeling that's a glitch, and hopefully we'll get an update soon. But I know people that were Ambassadors that were trying to update it, it wouldn't update to have the new logo and save states and stuff. So who knows what exactly is up with that. But I think it's just a glitch, and hopefully it'll be worked out soon enough. The eShop release this week was Mad Dog McCree, which is $8 and totally not worth it. You can read my review. It's Mad Dog McCree, the arcade game from 1990 with live action video. And it's on the 3DS, and you use the stylus to shoot.
I watched the video on Nintendo's website for this game, and I was just laughing.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. If you've never checked out Mad Dog McCree, go on YouTube and just watch the game being played. It's about the same as actually playing it. Or even track down that Wii collection, because then you get a few other games, and you can actually like play it like a light gun game as opposed to, you know, using your stylus to shoot people. Or get a Kinect and play the free DLC on the Gunstringer called the Wavy Two-Man Chronicles, which is like if they made Mad Dog McCree last year and were totally jokey and unserious about it on purpose. Wavy Two Man Chronicles is totally a killer app for the Kinect. And then we have the Amazing Spider-Man 3DS demo, which I played earlier today and actually thought it was pretty good. The graphics looked like shit. That's just unfortunate. There was like times where like Spider-Man was trying to hold Black Cat's hand or something, and it's like they just kind of went to some weird clipping thing, and it looked like they were fusing together. But other than that, the combat's kind of fun. You know, this web rush move that kind of is like a win button. But it seems like it's a pretty fun game. I will probably look into getting it on Xbox 360.
I didn't get a chance to try out the demo, but I'm certainly interested in it.
Yes.
I mean, I was a huge fan of Spider-Man 2 back on the GameCube, and this is supposed to be more like that, I believe.
Well, I don't think there's any free roaming in the 3DS and Wii versions, so that sucks. But
okay.
I mean, the combat system's pretty good, and, you know, I mean, the 3DS game, it just looks like shit.
Is the combat more like Batman Arkham Asylum and Arkham City? Okay.
Like, there's dodging, and it's all like, you know, you'll see the spider sense, like you do see, like, the stuff in Batman go up, and then that gives you the chance to dodge away or do, like, counters and stuff. It seems a little more simplistic, but it looks like there's an upgrade system in place. Like I said, I'm pretty interested in this game on Xbox 360 because the 3DS version, I got burned by Edge of Time. I got that on 3DS and that was awful. And it doesn't really look visually pleasing. And if I can play the same game with free roaming, then I'm going to play it on Xbox 360 because the Wii and 3DS versions won't have free roaming. And as far as I know, are virtually the same game except for they don't have free roaming.
Such a bummer.
Yeah. The last thing, I guess, is something that's cause for celebration. Mega Man X2 is on the Wii Virtual Console. It's a Super Nintendo game for 800 Wii points. It's a pretty damn good game. I think it's one of the best Mega Man X games, as far as I know. I've really only played the first one for any long stretch of time. I vastly prefer the original series compared to the X series, but if you've never played it before and you like those games, totally check it out. That is the Nintendo downloads for this week. Next week we should be getting Order Up, and I think Slither Link might be coming out.
I'm not sure about Slither Link.
That might be in 2 weeks. I'm not 100% sure.
I know there's a DSiWare game.
Yeah.
I can't think of it right now.
Who cares?
It's something strange and obscure that no one's ever heard of before.
Definitely. All right, well, I think that just about does it for News Digest for June 15th. We will see you next week, and if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, email us at connectivity@nintendoworldreport.com. And, see you guys next time.
Yep, see ya.